Hello, good morning and welcome to the finance show of tiptv.co.uk. It is 10 a.m. Wednesday, the 24th of February 2016. A date to remember, especially if you're short of the FTSE and making money. On the A-list, as far as guests today, are Mike Ingram, Darren Sindon, Matthew Yates, Nicole Elliott, Clive Lambert and Paul Rodriguez. And we start with Mike Ingram, who's a strategist at BGC Partners.
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. Right, we did the morning show, the morning meeting a couple of hours back, and the market was already falling, and was trying to work out now, well, I am, why things are looking so aggressively bearish.
Well, I think if you look at the big issues out there, the lack of growth, both in terms of economies, in terms of earnings growth, the big questions as to, you know, where China's going to go, where its currency is going to go, what policymakers, central bankers can possibly do next to alleviate any of the softness in growth that we're seeing, none of this has been resolved. You know, so on the up days, you're thinking, well, this is great. A lot of this has been on light volume. A lot of this, I think, has been to do with short covering. But we haven't answered any of the big questions. And until we answer some of the big questions and until we start to see some stability in these forward estimates of GDP growth, earnings growth, etc., then these markets are not going to stabilise.
OK, well, on that happy note, let's go into the slides that we have. The Tip TV Finance app, available on Apple or Google, depending on your preference. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Official Tip TV. Join the Tip TV family to follow up, to get all the latest updates that we are putting out, and interviews, etc. What's trending? Bank of England Brexit. Bank of England prepares contingency plans for EU vote. Deutsche Bank investors shun a 3 billion euro bond buyback offer. Not good.
I'm not sure, actually. It's basically saying that bond holders don't want to sell at the price which Deutsche is offering, which is effectively the market price. So it's actually, in an odd way, strangely bullish. This is not to say, of course, that Deutsche Bank, or indeed any bank, is out of the frame, because I've said on this show many, many times before, I think that the whole of the banking sector is going through a massive structural change, and we are not going to see a return to previous profitability or anything like it for years to come.
Well, the other point to note is 3 billion euros is only about 6 months' losses at Deutsche Bank, so whether they took it or not, it wouldn't help them very much. Federal Reserve, Fed's George, says that the Fed should consider hiking rates in March. Very unlikely to happen.
She's the biggest talk on the FOMC.
Right, and then JP Morgan sounds fresh warning on energy loan losses. Alas, a little bit too late, I would suggest.
A little bit, yes.
Yes. So next we have, we hope, Mike's morning markets. Asia markets continue their retreat with broadening market declines, risk-off toned yen and gold strengthening, crude down, not surprisingly. The Iranian oil minister calls the Russian-Saudi production freeze ridiculous, which is a bit of a change of stance. Pound continues to plunge to seven-year lows below $1.40. I think we went to $1.3920 even, yeah, already. Fed Vice Chair Fisher says it's too early to gauge the impact of market turmoil on the US economy. Presumably by the time we find out, it'll be too late to take any action.
Indeed.
And the company's reporting today, I think Barrett's and Hayes, the best of the bunch over here.
Yeah.
Next up we have Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. IFO data released yesterday showed that Germans remain sanguine about current conditions in February. In fact, although I have to say, looking at the data, they look like sort of almost panic mode. Business climate dropped to 105.7 from 107.3, the lowest in over 2 years, and expectations to 98.8 from 102.3. Again, a very low figure. Leading the declines was the manufacturing sector, which suffered its steepest fall since 2008, not surprisingly, given the VW fiasco.
Exactly.
In the US, February consumer confidence came in at 92.2, among the lowest readings of the year. Right. Moving along to FX Street, Omkar Godbole, who is looking at the Dow and the DAX. Oil torpedoes the markets again. Nice little bull trap there through 16,500 for the Dow, which is not very friendly if you're trying to go by technicals on that. And the DAX hourly also topped out just above the 95.50 of the previous peak. So again, not helpful there. We got sort of 93.19 as the support, which has already been broken. We're down to 92.20 or 30 at the moment on the DAX. Moving forward, we've got the broker forecasts. This is your speciality, Mike.
All right, no pressure at all.
No.
We've clearly got a downgrade for IHG. Kepler Chevreuse looked a little bit ahead of the market. I mean, if you look at where the rest of the market is on terms of target price, they're about 27.75, so they're moving really in line with that. Numbers were out yesterday. Actually, they looked okay. I mean, the top line was about 1% light. The operating level was about 1% better. And a $1.5 billion share buyback. I think the key for this one going forward is whether or not, having paid out all this cash, because their cash flow generation is strong, whether or not they're basically setting themselves up to be purchased. Because they're actually looking quite exposed in the US, which is their core market, both by Airbnb, who's been massively disruptive as basically a reseller, but also now that Marriott and Starwood are tying up. So they're looking subscale. Are they going to get bought out? They're certainly generating a lot of cash flow at the moment.
Maybe they should buy Airbnb.
Maybe.
Right. On to Greg's. One of the places I'd love to go to.
Right now?
Right now, yes.
I mean, it's not a well-covered name. I think Peel Hunt makes it six brokers that look at it. Wide range as to, you know, what people think this is actually worth. I think you've got Canaccord at 13.25, you've got all the way down to Berenberg at 9.25, and Peel Hunt at 1200, obviously. Somewhere in the middle. Had a massive fallout on this stock, and I guess we'll pick it up on the chart on the 12th of January, when it indicated that like-for-like sales in the fourth quarter had softened somewhat.
People are just not into saturated fats anymore.
I also think if you look at the stock valuation, it had also gotten to the position where it was priced for perfection. Effectively, right. It was trading at a 20% premium to European retailers. Since that fallout, that premium has come down to 5%, but it's still not particularly cheap. It's on about 19 times forward earnings at the moment.
Right.
So we need to see some growth to really move.
Right, LSE, they get the Financial Times Award for trying to merge or get taken over 10 years too late.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, rumours of them talking to Deutsche Börse have resurfaced yet again. I mean, that's been going on doing stories since, I think, about 2000, 16 years, I think.
Wasn't it actually the best deal wasn't that with the Americans? So the NASDAQ or the new... The Americans were going to take them over, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they sort of started flying the flag and saying, "Oh, we're too snooty to get involved." And that would have been the smart play, wouldn't it?
Well, their big mistake as well also was not bringing Life within the fold. And so really, it's a cash equity at the moment. It's a cash equities business, and it's a clearing business. It doesn't really have a derivatives business. It's been overtaken by the likes of CME and Eurex.
Have they got anything right? This century so far.
This century. They are right to be seeking partnerships, but I think the problem is now...
At this point of the cycle?
Exactly. Okay. It's not looking great. Strategically, it's not looking great.
Well, they should have listened to me 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Let's go on to the charts. Right, intercontinental rather, bear trap below £22. So we've had the reaction there, a good reaction. 26.50, obviously the resistance overhead. Probably it's better to keep it that simple at the moment in terms of the charting. But that was quite a turn there. So maybe the market thinks there's something has to happen there, on the bigger picture,
M&A,
that sort of thing. But that is quite a turnaround. So interesting situation.
And the fact that it's paying out all this cash suggests that it's more likely to be acquired, or the management team are happy to be acquired rather than be the acquirer.
Right, okay. Next chart is Greg's, which had a wonderful double top. And this is a picture of, it's an artistic picture here on the technical front. A double top, gap to the downside. There's support coming in towards the £9 level, if you draw a trend line like that. So hopefully that would offer some value at those prices if we got down there. And finally, the LSE. Again, a bit of a bear trap there. The market was really sort of crying about the company's prospects until this bid or this merger talk came in. I would suggest that one or two people maybe anticipated quite correctly that, or very, very cleverly, that there could be some M&A on the cards. So maybe somebody can look into that at a later date.
What, the LSE, for instance?
But yes, they're good at this sort of thing. So hopefully good luck to them on that. So overall, Mike, bit of a bearish start today. Not really anything to look forward to as far as positive drivers.
Not for today. I'm actually, and you'll probably never ever hear me say this again, I'm actually quite looking forward to the G20 at the end of this week to see if they can possibly come up with anything substantive. I have serious doubts. And in the absence of that, actually avoid an outright obvious route. Disagreement. Yeah. Because, you know, currency wars is still back there, front and centre. And I think and also, you know, I think US impatience with China and what China is doing, what they should be doing, what they're not doing, and how it's all communicated in the market, I think is an important, an increasing point of friction.
Right. Mike Ingram, strategist for BGC Partners. Thanks for opening segment.